بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي ذر جندب بجنادة وأبي عبد الرحمن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned, and this has been narrated by Abu Dhar al-Ghifari رضي الله تعالى عنه and معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنهما, that Rasulullah ﷺ has mentioned three beautiful advices, inshallah, if we listen attentively and we try and make amal today and every day of our life. It's very simple to understand this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to make amal, inshallah. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are. So whether we are at home, whether we are at the shop, in the factory, in our practices, at schools, at madrasa, in the masjid, whether we are abroad, we're traveling, whether it's Ramadan or any other month of the year, wherever we may be, in public, in privacy, at home, all alone, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the thing we should keep in mind all the time, Allah consciousness. The chapter we're discussing is Babul Muraqabah, to have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala is watching. We know the famous incident of the person, the alim, the ustad, who gave his students one fowl each to go and slaughter in such a place where nobody was watching. And all of them come back having slaughtered the fowls beside one particular student. And somebody went behind the shed, somebody went into the forest, somebody behind the wall. And this person, when he came with his fowl back, everybody laughed at him. And the ustad asked, why couldn't you slaughter your fowl? He said, wherever I went, I realized that Allah was watching. And your instruction was that nobody must be watching. So it's a simple example, but for us to apply in our lives. That whether we in the business, we should not be cheating because Allah is watching. We should not be cheating on our wives, we should not be cheating on our husbands, Allah is watching. Whether it's examination, Allah is watching. So, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتَ. The second advice, وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. When a person does any bad deed, then immediately, we should follow that bad deed with a good deed. If somebody casted a lustful glance at a woman, so immediately you make tawbah, immediately you give out some sadaqah, or you read two rakat salat, you make some dhikr, whatever good deed you are able to do, the moment you do the good deed, it will wipe out the bad deed that you just did. So, وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. Follow a bad deed with a good deed, the good deed will wipe out the bad deed. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. The Quran says that good deeds, they remove all bad deeds. And the third advice, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And deal with people, associate with people, interact with people with good akhlaq. The moment we have good akhlaq, then this is the thing that will be the most weightiest amal on the day of Qiyamah on our scales. Good akhlaq. A person is not good. Allah Ta'ala, of course, we have to increase our salat, our nawafil. But the important thing here is not the emphasis only on extra ibadat, but Allah Ta'ala wants us to deal with people, interact with people with good character. So three simple advices. Ittaqillah haythuma kunta. Fear Allah Ta'ala wherever we are. Follow a bad deed with a good deed. The good deed will wipe out the bad deed. And meet people, interact with people with good character. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال كنت خلف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما. Abdullah bin Abbas رضي الله عنه was a very young Sahabi in the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, I was behind Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ulama explained, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was mounted on an animal and he put Abdullah bin Abbas رضي الله عنهما behind him. So he was so fortunate to be riding the same animal with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as they were riding, Rasulullah tells him, فقال, Ya ghulam, O youngster, inni u'allimuka kalimatin. I'm going to teach you some advice. In other words, he wanted to get his full attention and tells him, I want to give you some advice. Ihfazillaha yahfazka. Ihfazillaha tajidhu tujahak. Literally, if you translate it, Ihfazillah, protect Allah, Allah will protect you. What does it mean to protect Allah? Ma'ad Allah, Allah Ta'ala is free from any need or want of any protection. What ulama have explained, what Rasulullah here intends is that protect the deen of Allah by obeying Allah Ta'ala's commandments, refraining from all Allah Ta'ala's prohibitions. If you bring deen in your life, you protect the shariat of Allah, يَحْفَظْكَ Allah will protect you. Then Rasul again said, احفظ الله. Protect the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكَ. You will find Allah in front of you, meaning Allah's assistance will be with you at all times. Whenever you require Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will be ready to assist you. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. When you ask for anything, you require anything of this dunya, then beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We normally go to makhluk first. We go to our parents, we go to our husband, or to our wives, to somebody else, or friends. Allah ta'ala wants us to first ask Him. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. Then Rasulullah said, وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And specifically, when you ask Him for help, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone do we worship, you alone do we ask for assistance. So get, Allah ta'ala wants us to, or Rasulullah wants us to get into the habit of begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Rasulullah says, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَيَّ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ وَإِنْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَيَّ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ. Rasulullah says, remember Abdullah bin Abbas, that the entire ummah, every single person can get together, they can gather to try and benefit you, but they will never be able to benefit you except that amount which Allah has decreed in your favor. And the converse, if the whole ummah gets together to harm you, they will never be able to harm you except that amount which Allah has written against you. This Rasulullah is teaching us tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having the correct yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole world can get together to try and assist you or to harm you. But only that will take place which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for you. Rufi'atil aqlam. The pens which the angels use to write out our taqdeer on the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ink has, those pens have been lifted. And the ink has been dried. This is indicative of the fact that taqdeer has been written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The taqdeer is not going to change. Therefore, in this hadith, Rasulullah is driving our attention to the fact that protect the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want protection of our own lives, our properties, our wives, our children, protect the deen of Allah, Allah will be at our assistance. Get into the habit of begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging from Allah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gets happy when we ask Him. Allah becomes angry when we don't ask Him. And tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we use all the means and we tie our camels, have tawakkul upon Allah. Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah. Whatever will happen now will be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No person can harm us. Nobody can harm us. Except that amount which Allah wishes. And if Allah does not wish to harm us, then all the forces in the world can get together to try and harm us. But remember, nothing can happen. And taqdeer has been written. So this is again showing us that you should have full faith and yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.